The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Dear Dana, I can't stand my boyfriend since we've been self-quarantined. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
Girl, I can't feel your pain because I'm not self-quarantined with DJ Automatic, but we work together every day. We live together. We spend almost every waking moment.
We've been quarantined for the last 11 years.
Yeah, for real.
Man, you guys might be able to start hosting like, not in-person seminars, but virtual seminars.
We should.
There you go. That's a new look right there.
There you go.
Dana Cortez and DJ Automatic's How to Survive.
I'm giving you 10% for the idea.
Dana Cortez Show, follow us on Facebook. Maybe we should do that. All right, so here's the deal. She said, I can't stand my boyfriend since we've been self-quarantined. He leaves the toilet seat up. He chews his food with his mouth open, and he's making bad jokes all day.
Are you talking about me?
I could be. I was like, wait a minute. Are you married to DJ Automatic too? She's like, he just talks and talks and talks. I feel like he's getting on my nerves in a way he never has. Help.
Wow. Well, we got a lot of anxiety going on right now.
Okay, so I thought to myself, we have to find some healthy advice for this woman and a lot of other couples who are going through this. There's her boyfriend. There's married couples going through it. There's roommates probably going through this now.
Aren't you glad you don't have a roommate right now?
Well, because I was kind of snapping at Metro, too, my dog.
Poor Metro.
Yeah, we're like on our 72-hour self-lockdown, and he's looking at me like, what are you still doing here? Like, go to work.
I'm here, bro. You're not letting me run around the house and do my thing. All right, so if you
No more protest poops?
No more protest poops from him. We're face-to-face like jailmates right now. We're cellmates right now.
When we come back here on the Dana Cortez Show, if you're spending more time than usual with the person you love, with your roommate, or even with your family, how can you handle it without being angry at that person? Because you don't want to break up over something stupid because you're locked up in a room. We've got three things you can do, and we'll share them with you next here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, I can't stand my boyfriend since we've been self-quarantined. Help. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
So this is how she describes
her man. I'm starting to think
man.
That you just really wrote this to yourself.
I did not, DJ Automatic. Gosh, I would have to write this to myself every day. Because we are self-quarantined on a daily basis since we got married.
You're sure it's not about me?
I'm positive, but it could be.
You guys are professional self-quarantiners.
She says he leaves the toilet seat up. You do that, DJ Automatic. He chews his food with his mouth open. You do that as well, DJ Automatic.
Not all the time.
And he makes bad jokes all day. He's just talking and talking and talking. You do that, Anthony, eh? I'm just kidding. So anyway, this man here is getting on her nerves. But the reason why is because she's spending more time with him than usual. It's not normal to be with somebody 24 hours a day. Well, I guess it is normal for us, Automatic, when I said that out loud. I mean, we do it, but not everybody's used to that. So first of all, you have to hug this man, okay? You got to kiss this man. You got to tell him that you love him. This is a side effect of being locked up and the not knowing what's happening. Humans are a species of we need to know or we're extremely frustrated and we're nervous. And you're taking those frustrations out on the man you love. None of us know too much, but we do know is that this too shall pass. And you're already following protocol. So you're good. Number two, read a book. When you're reading, tell him you're really into it. And he'll stop the bad jokes. He'll stop talking a lot because he knows he doesn't want to interrupt you. Plus, girl, you're reading a book. This is a good thing. When's the last time we all read a great book? In fact, that's what I'm going to do this weekend. I'm going to download an ebook, and I'll come back next week, and I'll share with you what I read. And then the number one thing is maintain distance in your home.
There you go.
Now, I understand you guys are probably hanging out in the same room, but there's a living room and there's a bedroom. There's a bathroom. There's a kitchen. Give yourself a few hours of alone time.
I like what Dr. Oz had to say a lot better than what you're saying.
The best solution if you're holed up with your significant other, quarantine, is have sex. You'll live longer. You get rid of the tension. It certainly gets some stories. Maybe you'll make some babies. It's certainly better than staring at each other and getting on each other's nerves.
Yes, you can bang it out too. Sexy time is definitely a great thing.
It relieves all that tension that is built up between the two of you.
But like, practice for the long run, y'all. Like, don't just like, you know, get it in within the first 48 hours nonstop and blow through your whole box of condoms. Okay? Space it out a little bit.
Yeah, there's no need to rush. We have 14 days of this, people, okay? We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show. These tips on how to deal with the people you love while you're coronavirus quarantined are up on our social media. Share your tips with us as well. Dana Cortez on Instagram, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A man named Matt Colvin from Tennessee bought almost 18,000 bottles of hand sanitizer and then attempted to sell them for 10 times the price on Amazon and eBay. What a jerk. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Well, he's kind of just doing what they do to us when it comes to prescription drugs anyway on Wall Street.
What was the name of that guy that he bought the Wu-Tang album?
Martin Skrilli?
Yes.
Yes.
And then he bought the AIDS vaccine.
Yeah. And he basically was quadrupling the price. It went from $13 to like $830.
So this guy's a generic version of that, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. So what Matt did is he drove, first of all, when he heard about everything going on with the coronavirus, he got in a truck because he's from Tennessee. So he has a truck, of course, with his brother Noah. And they drove to Walmart, Dollar Tree, Staples, Home Depot, cleaned out the shelves. In his own city of Chattanooga. Then they decided, let's go to Tennessee. Let's get a U-Haul truck.
Oh.
Went to the same stores, bought everything up. Before you know it, he's like, I've got a great idea. We're going to sell all of these for $70 each.
Bottle of hand sanitizer for $70?
And they were selling on Amazon and eBay until people started reporting by the thousands to Amazon and eBay. What is this guy doing? I can't find any, but I can't afford $70. Some people were asking for payment plans.
I really don't promote snitching, but this is a good situation to snitch on.
Thank you. For sure, dog.
So Amazon and eBay took down his sites, though, right?
Took it down. And not only that, Twitter did its job. Social media stepped up. Because he had a way for you to go pick them up, they figured out where he was, reported him. The attorney general's office issued a warrant, showed up, and confiscated all of the hand sanitizer from Matt and his brother Noah. So now they're just out. Literally thousands and thousands of dollars because they were forced to donate all the hand sanitizer to homeless shelters and food banks.
Good. Yay!
Happy ending.
I want to take the moment out to shout out U-Haul, the company. They're offering free storage for college students. So if y'all college students in between situations, look that up too.
That's great information, Anthony A. Thank you very much. And thanks to U-Haul.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A lot of us are self-quarantining. I mean, this is as much as we go out. We come to the studio so we can provide you coronavirus information. So coronavirus cabin fever is a real thing. But you can actually do a few things to save yourself from the boredom. We'll give you the list now on the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
And I go by Anthony A.
Before we do that, let's take this call. Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What's going on?
I was just listening to the radio, and I just wanted to say how much I appreciate you. Seeing people who work in pharmacies and grocery stores are heroes. I myself, I'm a pharmacy technician, and I work in Walmart. So it really is nice to hear that you call us heroes because, you know, I still have to go to work every day. It's nice to hear it.
I got to tell you how much I appreciate you. Anybody who's sacking groceries today, who's behind the counter at a pharmacy, who's checking you out at the grocery store, convenience store, gas station, those people are heroes. They're keeping our community moving, and they're having to put up with so much bull that it's ridiculous.
Last night when I went to go get food, the man who did my meat for me, the butcher, he was so nice and so cordial. I was like, how has your weekend been? He was like, it's been so long and it's been so crazy and chaotic. But the fact that he was still greeting me and serving me with a smile, shout out to that
man. It's incredible.
Yes.
It's really, really hard. You know, we have to protect ourselves too. Be out here to help everybody else.
People don't understand. You're risking your health to help others.
Exactly. And, you know, I really appreciate it because nobody ever says thank you. They just expect us to be there and do everything for them.
Well, thank you.
It's just really nice to hear. I really appreciate it. I just want to call and let you know.
Thank you, Lisa, so much. And have a good day at work. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, that was very nice of Lisa to take the time out of her day to say that she appreciated that. But I know for a fact, I see people going into the grocery store, the gas stations, and they expect these people to be servants. Just because we're in the service industry doesn't mean these folks are your servants. You still should say thank you, please, and be nice.
I think it's a you got to constantly remind yourself that we're all going through uncertain times. Like, this is uncertain.
Everyone.
And it doesn't matter what your background is, what your political view is, what anything is. We're all humans and we're all trying to go through this, so please be understanding. I have to remind myself that at times, too.
Because
I
was getting annoyed with people. You're frustrated, right? Yeah, you're frustrated. I get it. So what can you do, though, during this self-quarantine if you're experiencing what I'm calling coronavirus cabin fever? Because you're just inside, you're with your family. There's four things you can do that the CDC says are safe so that you don't go crazy with boredom. We'll list them next here on the Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
If you're self-quarantining, is that a word, quarantining? If you are staying home to avoid spreading the coronavirus or catching it, and you're feeling that coronavirus cabin fever, there are actually some things you can do so you don't go crazy with boredom. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. Lil Quarantini.
So...
Have you seen the quarantini drinks that people are making?
The emergency and tequila?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And Corona.
Did you know that tequila is actually a stimulant? It's the only alcohol that isn't a depressant. But...
I'm depressed on my actions after. But, all right.
So, number one, board games at home. Why don't you pull out a board game? Have a good time with your family. Do something. Look at each other. Talk to one another.
You don't want this action at Candyland with me.
Yeah, that's on that note, don't take the games too serious. Remember that you have to stay with each other in that little coon.
Automatic will fight with our daughter, Ava Matic, over Candyland.
I've seen a lot of brawls happen over Monopoly.
You should see when we can play Trivia or Pursuit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, then it gets real. Number two, walk your dog. Go for a walk. Go for a run. Go for a hike. Well, you can do that by yourself or with your family.
Social
it's okay.
distancing.
Yes, but go outside because you will become, you do get that coronavirus. Virus cabin fever inside. It's depressing. So the sun is a great thing.
So it's encouraged to open up your windows and get some fresh air.
Absolutely. Get some fresh air. Take a nap. For us, I'll tell you what, we work all the time. We hadn't been off really in over a month. I slept this past weekend. I was like, man, rest. We overwork ourselves here in this country. If you have the opportunity to cash some Z's, do it.
I will say it was nice to get some rest, but I'm still worried about the fact that I'm missing out on all these gigs, which is a lot of money.
No, you're right. That's how everybody feels. You're right.
That's a real concern because Corona's got me for some checks as well, too.
It does.
But I do think Mother Earth is trying to tell us to take a nap.
I agree, Anthony. All right, Netflix and binge. Not just Netflix and chill. You can really catch up on all your Prime, all your regular TV, all the movies you wanted to watch. Now you can do it. We watched the entire series of Hunters. Automatic and Outlaw Weekend.
10 episodes. They're an hour each.
Think about how great Netflix and chill sounds now.
Oh, there's going to be a whole bunch of babies coming around in about 9 months.
Oh, Corona generation of babies.
And then finally, speaking of what you guys just talked about, sexy time. It's just you and your person, and you guys have nothing better to do than to remember why you got together in the first place.
Do you wipe a person down with a Clorox wipe? Or maybe you ask them if you can rub them down with some hand sanitizer?
No, none of the above. Maybe take a shower together. That sounds a little more fun. We're listing these things you can do that are safe during this coronavirus quarantine on our social media. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook. If you're on Instagram, at Dana Cortez. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, a man taking a business trip to Italy. He caught coronavirus.
Whoa.
That's actually a big fat lie. He took a trip to Italy with his mistress and caught coronavirus. The man travels for work, so his wife suspected absolutely nothing. But he gets home from his fake work trip and he starts feeling bad and he starts to freak out because he's like, wait a minute, everybody's talking about coronavirus, and he starts showing symptoms of the deadly bug. He has to be tested and it's confirmed he's positive. And then of course next he's got to tell his lover that she's probably infected as well and has to tell his wife what really happened in Italy.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That's coronavirus.
I gotta cough. God, well, at least he's gonna be self-quarantined. Like, he doesn't have to be in a room with her. You know, if you're going to tell her, at least tell her from a window. That's like,
she's just going to be yelling at him through the door.
Oh, man. I'm not like a cheating guy, but like, I was kind of rooting for this homie. He flew his side chick all the way out to Italy. And like, you should be good over there.
You should be rooting for the wife. Think about it. We've always talked about when you cheat, you could take STDs. Damn, you're taking coronavirus now. That's a whole new level. Dude,
that's enough reason to get divorced.
Oh, interesting that you should say that, Anthony A. So his side chick is going to be okay. The man is also expected to survive coronavirus, but his marriage, doubtful. Apparently, the couple is very wealthy, and she's living in their house in London by herself.
Wait, oh my gosh, you got coronavirus too? Like, is she self-quarantining?
No, that's a negative. She's just leaving this cheating asshole. Oh, that's what it is. WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. Back with more coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
SOS, sick of single. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Hi, my name is Olivia.
Okay, Olivia, so what's going on with you? What can we help you with?
So I was supposed to go on a date with this really nice guy I met online, but now I'm just at home disinfecting my house. You know, I just came back from Mexico, and I was down to chill with him, but he doesn't want to chill. Do you have any advice for me?
Wait,
you went to Mexico?
You kind of slid that one in at the end.
Well, what were you doing in Mexico?
I was on vacation.
So see, it's spring break time. Yeah, it's that time.
So now he doesn't want to hang out with you
because of everything that's going on, right? Is that what's happening?
Right.
Well, because she said she's at home disinfecting her house. I think this is the kind of topic we need to
address. She needs to disinfect her body after spring break.
No, DJ Automatic, no.
I mean, that's a lot of gathering. I don't fault the homie, but at the same time, like, I had a girl cancel on me last weekend because all the restaurants are closed.
What do you mean she can, because of that?
What are you going to do?
We were going to go on a date. What are we going to do? We
don't have a date. Go stare at each other?
It's hard to dog. It's like, I feel this girl.
Go stand outside of Starbucks and look at one another 6 feet away. I think the bigger question here, I mean, not just, obviously your question is important, like, this guy doesn't want to meet with me, do you have any advice? The bigger question is, what can you do? Are you even supposed to be meeting up with people that you don't know right now? We need to figure this out. Let's do the work, do the research, and tell the people. There's a lot of single people alone and trying to meet up on Tinder. That might not be such a good idea.
Oh my God, the universe is being the worst wingman right now, period, dude.
So dating during a pandemic, the age of coronavirus, what are the do's and don'ts? We'll share them with you when we return. It's SOS Sick of Single here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Single during a pandemic. Is it okay to date? We've got the do's and the don'ts right now. SOS Sick of Single. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So, of course, we got this call earlier. If you just turned the radio on, listen to this.
So I was supposed to go on a date with this really nice guy I met online, but now I'm just at home disinfecting my house. You know, I just came back from Mexico, and I was down to chill with him, but he doesn't want to chill. Do you have any advice for me?
Further into the call, by the way, she revealed she was in Mexico. So just to let you know, she spent some time with her girls in Mexico for spring break. And I'm sure the guy's like,
no, thank you.
No, thank you. And rightfully so. He is absolutely right. We did some research and I found an article. A gentleman has some advice for anyone during this time. If you're considering dating, don't do it. Don't meet in person if you don't know who this person is.
She just needs to keep her Corona, Gonis, Herpes, Syphilita funk away from me.
Ugh.
Spring break funk over there.
No, 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 DJ. That's what she needs to do. Overboard, okay? First of all, this physician recommends video chatting. You can have a real relationship online. People spend years talking, end up getting married, and live happily ever after. You can sit through the coronavirus quarantine.
Pace yourself, though, because usually with virtual dates and video dating, there's like an endpoint, right? But with this pandemic going on, we don't really know where the endpoint is.
So don't spend hours on, don't do that.
Another thing, there's a lot of coronavirus puns in bios and pickup lines and stuff like that. And it's kind of cool for the time being, but going forward, it's going to be really corny, and I learned that the hard way.
How's that, Anthony? What'd you do?
Led with one, didn't you?
I led with one and got stood up on my first virtual date of quarantining.
She didn't like that.
She didn't like it. You guys want to hear what the line was?
I do. Yes.
All right, ready? Here we go. 3, 2, Automatic, you be her. All right. Corona and virus should never go together, but we should.
Ugh.
Dude, that's just bad.
Yeah.
You deserve to be stood up. Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, okay.
That was worse than asking her if she wanted a quarantini.
Okay.
not bad.
Well, good to see you guys have some love and spunk in it.
Anyway, here's another thing the physician recommends. Texting and sexting. Ooh, la la. Ooh. So, I don't know how comfortable you are with somebody you don't know very well, but if you've been talking to them for a minute and you've both decided, because you're adults and you care about the world and people other than yourselves, hey, get, do you.
I just make sure you lock your phone.
I was expecting that advice coming from Automatic, the sexy part, but not the Dana Cortez part.
Hey,
okay.
I'm reading a doctor's advice. This ain't my advice, okay? And then last but not least, have you ever heard of talking on the phone? Ooh. This is what we used to do back in the day, boys and girls. People don't talk on a phone anymore, but this physician says this is actually a wonderful way to get to know somebody. And to be honest, since a lot of people are experiencing loneliness, it can really help with that as well. Hearing another person's voice on the other end is good for the psyche, and you can actually really get to know that person. Because like you said, Anthony, leading with that little joke there, she's like, nah. But somebody else might have loved that joke. Don't tell that joke again. Okay.
I just want to make sure women aren't saying, I made him wait 8 weeks before we slept together. No, quarantine made you wait 8 weeks, okay?
We're listing this advice on our social media. Go to @DanaCortez on Instagram.
Wait. What? Dana Cortez, this is very important for the people out there. Do not get back with your ex just because you are being lonely.
That's the best thing you said all morning.
Show.
Jesus.
Whole other show. We'll talk about that one next week. If you're single and wondering about dating during this coronavirus pandemic, we'll share all the advice we just discussed on our social media, Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, @DanaCortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I wanted to tell you something, Anthony. You know you did your little rant earlier?
Oh, you know what? Yes, what, I do remember Anthony? That, Dana Cortez. My selfish rant about what the coronavirus has canceled for me. Can I add one more thing to that list?
Go right ahead. Yeah, before we introduce anything. You go ahead,
yes,
Anthony.
All right. We are the Dana Cortez Show. The lady across from me is Dana Cortez. The guy to the left of me is Automatic, her husband, who finessed me into eating a very hot wing one time. He tricked me. And the video's up on our YouTube page.
Hey, go subscribe to it. Dana Cortez Show on YouTube.
We got you back, and now, I don't even know what's going to happen with that video. Because it was all centered around the March Madness tournament, which is canceled.
Hold on. I know what's going to happen in the video.
What are we going to do with it?
Hold on. Welcome to Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Lord Finesser.
First of all, you finessed Anthony A into eating the hot wing. But Anthony A and myself plotted to give you the hot wing, and you fell for it. But listen.
But I didn't react like Anthony did. I was cool within 5 minutes.
Dana, go ahead.
First of all, you look like you were going to cry. You threw your napkin at people. You were running like, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't wait for people to see this
Anthony
video.
Anthony did cry. I did not.
Through the magic of editing, we removed all of the March Madness content, and we kept Automatic in there crying because it was a hot wing he put in his mouth.
I didn't cry.
You didn't cry, but
I barely even reacted.
Let me tell you something, white man. You got real
red. Oh, whoa. This is falling off the rails right now, all right? Yo, we got a caller line four.
That was racist.
It's falling off the rails. We got a caller line four, y'all.
All right, we're all venting because of coronavirus. It's a lot. Everybody's on edge, and you're allowed to vent. You know, hi, who is this?
Hey, it's Jeff. You guys talking about the virus and all that stuff and interaction and stuff. My problem is, as this town gets sicker, I have no choice but to go into homes. I'm an installer with a good couple other hundred of installers in this town, and we are all at risk.
I think it's so scary when you say that because
you don't know what people are doing in their own homes.
A shout out to you, the people delivering all the groceries. How about the people behind the counters, the pharmacists? It's scary.
Here's where it hit me the other day when my son goes to school. They closed the schools down for the couple weeks there. He was really relieved that has happened, but he will not hug me anymore when I come home, where I used to get a hug every night, and I don't get that because he's afraid he's going to get it from me.
That's hard because it's emotional. You want that love from your son. He needs that love from you, especially at this age. But at the same time, he's learned that he does have to keep his distance until you've cleaned up. And even after that, he's probably afraid. He's like, I don't want to touch you because I don't want to get that stuff.
I take my clothes off, throw them in another room into a bag, and I take a shower immensely after I'm done work.
We're actually gonna have a physician on next week. I just talked to him this morning, and I'm gonna send him questions that people are sending me because I'm not a doctor. You know, we're trying to answer people's questions, but I think that having a doctor on delivering a calm, you know, message with facts is important right now because everybody's like, nobody really knows what's going on. There's so many mixed messages coming that I think that's why people are freaking out. We just need one cohesive message. And there's a ton of internet rumors too. Like I saw one, if you drink a lot of water, you'll flush it out. I'm like, come on, people.
That ain't gonna happen.
Like, seriously, I just want to say thank you for the hard work you're doing because we appreciate you. And trust me, the people that you're helping appreciate you. But take precautions. Wear gloves. Carry hand sanitizer.
I mean, I see elderly people every day. And the last thing I want to do is pass it to one of them.
This reminds me that as parents, we have an obligation to talk to our kids about this so that they're not getting misinformation online and so that they're not frightened. I don't want you to panic. There's no need to panic. If you just follow the directions, we're all going to be okay.
Yeah, I felt really bad. I was at the park the other day, or yesterday, as a matter of fact, walking my dog, and I seen some kids not want to play with the kid, and all they kept yelling was coronavirus.
They don't understand what's going on.
I felt so bad for the young homie.
That father telling all of us that his son doesn't want to hug him, and that hurts.
That
so
hurts.
Deep.
That, I mean, as a father, if I came home from a long day's work and my kid was like, hey, keep your distance, that would wreck me.
And then you can't really say, no, hug me, because you're trying to teach your child about social distance. So why don't we give you some tips on how to talk to your kids about the coronavirus so that they feel safe and they don't panic. We'll share those tips next when the Dana Cortez Show returns.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One confession today has turned into allowing everybody who's listening and ourselves to vent just a little bit. Because I think we all deserve that. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And we got a call from Jeff, who is an installer. So he has to be out and about. He's helping people in a community. He's also the father of a high school young man. And he really touched us when he called earlier and said this.
Here's where it hit me the other day when my son goes to Bend High School. They closed the schools down for, you know, the couple weeks there. He was really relieved that has happened, but he will not hug me anymore when I come home, where I used to get a hug every night, and I don't get that because he's afraid he's going to get it from me.
That's hard. You want that hug from your kids. You need that. You know, he's like, I'm home from a hard day's at work, and my kid doesn't want to hug me, but what can you do? Because you're teaching your children also to maintain social distance. Dad's been out in the community all day, and his son is scared. He's scared. He's like, I don't want to get that. So we put together some tips on how to deal with speaking to your kids right now and teaching them about coronavirus. First of all, keep your explanation age appropriate. If your child is 5, the facts are going to be delivered differently than if your child is 15.
If your kid's 5, you're going to say, hey, just make sure you keep your hands clean. Keep your hands to yourself.
I'll get it over to Gabby right now to post on the Dana Cortez Show Instagram page. But have you seen the video of the teachers showing the kids the black pepper and the soap?
I posted that video on my Twitter, yeah.
Right, that's amazing.
Great way to show little kids why it's so important to wash your hands. So, yes, we'll post that up shortly on our Instagram and Facebook pages. The next thing you should do when you're talking to your kids about coronavirus, give them facts. Let them lead the conversation. Let your child speak. Let them get it off their chest. Let them ask questions and tell them, I may not know that answer now, but I can Google it. I can go to the CDC website. I can find it and be calm and have some empathy for them.
I know our daughter's had a lot of questions over the last few days. And all I've been doing is just letting her ask and just giving her the truth, exactly what is going on right now, because I don't want to BS her. She's 12 years old. She's going to figure it out anyways.
Here's something else you need to do. Maintain a normal routine to the extent that's possible. Now, I understand, you know, we're not supposed to go to big events and we're not supposed to hang out at malls. And for a lot of kids, especially teenagers like Jeff's son, that's very difficult. But you have to tell them and explain to them why we are being asked by the CDC's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Fauci, to please, for the next 14 days, stay away from large gatherings. Just don't congregate in small areas. Just for 14 days, talk to your kids. Be honest with them. And finally, monitor TV, monitor their social media.
This is the most important one right now.
Because whatever they're watching and the amount of time that they're spending watching it is going into their little brains. They're like sponges.
There's a lot of misinformation out on the internet right now.
Oh my gosh.
And you need your kids watching that or taking that in.
We have a physician who'll be on Monday at 7 a.m. to explain more. And we need those facts right now. We need that at this time. But for the kids, nothing's really changed. Just wash your hands. You know, just maintain social distance. And remember, this too shall pass. Tell your kids we're good.
Well, I would take it back a little bit because some things have changed in the way they interact with their friends and the way they approach the whole thing.
But it's temporary. It's temporary.
And I think also back to monitoring the screen time, too. I think a lot of people are blaming media for overreacting or whatnot. But I think the problem is that media is now a social platform game. So everybody's sharing information. So please, this is really important that you limit the
and let me say this.
Screen time.
I'd rather overreact than underreact.
Hey, I'm with you all the way, Automatic. And I get it. If young people get it, there might be carriers. They won't even feel it. That is something that we need to consider because the older people who contract it can't fight the virus off like you and I can, like your child can. And that's the message we need to deliver. We're doing these things to protect the most vulnerable in our society. So you said earlier, Anthony, that you were going to have Gabby, our digital creator, put that video up, the teacher, showing her kids how to wash their hands.
Yes.
Will she add these tips as well to that graphic? Okay. So go to Dana Cortez Show on Facebook and Instagram to get that and maybe share the video with the kids. And we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Chinese couples are divorcing in record numbers after being stuck home together due to coronavirus. The Dana Cortez Show is on. This is today's WTF story. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You have to understand, too. Let me explain something about China. Their housing is a lot smaller than what we're used to in the United States of America.
Unless you live in San Francisco or New York.
Yeah, same thing, right? But being stuck together in one space. And in China, their government was like, you're not leaving the house. And if you did, you went to jail. So they're literally stuck in their homes after about a month of being quarantined. Some married couples in China are so fed up, they are filing for divorce.
Wow.
Marriage registration offices had been closed. And when they reopened, they could barely keep up with the number of divorce appointments people were scheduling.
Oh, no.
Yo, y'all, people are going to have to start getting their, like, quarantine prenups in line. Like, Dana's going to have to protect all of her Oreos from DJ Automatic while they're locked up. Oh, my God. You think divorce is going to happen because people are out there eating each other's snacks?
Ooh. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
That's fighting right there.
I was hiding my Oreos from DJ Automatic, and you hid the muffins from me. But that's okay.
Survival of the fittest out here, woman.
I guess so. Before we start getting upset with one another over muffins and Oreos, there is a silver lining at the end of the tunnel. Okay?
A tunnel?
Yeah.
You mean there's a silver lining to the story?
No, a silver lining at the end of a cloud, guys. It's about a rainbow where the rainbow meets the cloud.
There's a silver lining, okay?
Well, this story ends happily, okay? There you go. Most people, when having to go back to sign the divorce papers, had changed their minds. They realized they were angry at one another out of frustration. And 90% of those who went through the divorce went back and renewed their vows.
Silver linings playbook.
What? What the heck are you talking about, Anthony, eh?
That's a movie.
That's a movie with Bradley.
About what?
Well, the sequel is going to be about quarantine couples surviving.
Dana Cortez Show with your WTF story. Don't miss it at this time, every Monday through Friday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We're going to share with you some tips on shopping during this whole coronavirus stockpiling and hoarding that's going on. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show on a Monday. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Automatic, you and I went to the grocery store yesterday or this weekend. It was a lot better.
I will say, okay, Friday night was craziness. Everybody was trying to get as much toilet paper and as much water and everything that they could get. Saturday was a lot more calm.
It was busy.
It was busy, but people were a lot more calm.
Yeah, for sure.
I went to the grocery store a couple times this weekend. The one thing that led me there was dog food and condoms. I needed to get those.
Yeah, two essentials when you're a single man, Anthony.
That's like my weekly pickups. You know, I was going to get my regular stuff. And then when I was walking through the grocery store, got to the water, there was nothing left but Dasani water for some weird reason.
Why don't people like Dasani water?
I don't mind it. I don't mind Dasani water.
I like it.
People hate that water.
So I grabbed the case of Dasani water. And at the time, like, I could tell that the, I was confused, dude, because I never seen a grocery store. Because
you're like, what do I do?
Like, clear it out?
Yeah, clear it out like that. And then the lady pulled me from the side. She said, son, get whatever essentials you're going to need for the next 2 weeks.
So did you do it?
Yes, and I got like 12 dozen boxes of ramen noodles, and I have a lot of toilet paper. So, but it's like, the whole point of this, right, is for us to stockpile, to promote us to stay home.
Well, right. People, for some reason, don't want to stay home.
You don't want to stockpile. You did the right thing. You got 2 weeks worth of ramen noodles. Some people are taking 2 years worth of items. And Automatic and I, we were shopping, we were walking around. He's like, man, there's so many older people in there. I wish they wouldn't come out. And I'm like, what do you want them to do? The coronavirus does affect older people in a definitely more aggressive way. They don't have the immune system to fight it off. The flu is not like coronavirus. Stop saying that. That's a lie. The coronavirus is 10 times more deadly than the flu. And you have to understand that we have to protect older people. It doesn't mean panic. It doesn't mean stockpile. But take care of yourself. It's our responsibility to wash our hands and not hoard everything so they do have things to buy.
And if you're younger and you can help an elderly person out, why not do it? There's a girl in our neighborhood. You know, we were talking about the neighborhood app that we have a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she's literally on the app asking older people, hey, can I go to the grocery store for you? Hey, can
no
I do
charge.
Something for
she's
you?
Like, I'm
not trying to charge
college.
You anything.
She's like, I don't have anything to do. You know, we're doing online classes. Do you need me to help you? Let's come together and help one another. And that's the best thing.
So to go back to make sure I'm understanding what we're supposed to be doing as proud and proactive Americans is we're stockpiling the food to promote us to stay in, so therefore we're not in contact.
No, not stockpiling. There's a difference.
Okay, not stockpiling.
Stockpiling
is
different. Stockpiling is like hoarding like 2 years' worth.
Okay. So I'm gathering groceries
for a couple weeks.
Social distance myself for a couple weeks, so therefore we're not hoping to get other people infected.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, all right. Okay, got it. All right.
What are tips on shopping during this coronavirus? When we come back, we'll share with you is 3 things you should be doing. Very simple and easy. We'll tell you next here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, it's the Dana Cortez Show. We're giving you tips on shopping during this coronavirus scare. Don't be scared, first of all. Don't panic. Wash your hands. Maintain social distance. I think they said 3 to 6 feet away from people, especially people you don't know, remember. Like, give me that personal space bubble. Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. And for the homies, like, I'm very proud that we are now abo-dapping. For
yeah,
handshakes.
The abo-dap has become
really
a thing.
Cool. But for my UFC homies and my MMA homies out there, chill a little bit. Bro, you're going a little bit too hard at it, dog. I'm like elbow-tapping John Jones every time. It hurts, dude.
So here's some of the things you should be doing. You should be buying food for 2 weeks, not 2 years. Stockpiling is not recommended. I'm glad you asked that question earlier because Anthony was like, I don't know the difference. Stockpiling means you're like stashing food for years. That's unnecessary. And what it does is it harms vulnerable people in our community.
One of the things that's going on in Italy right now, which the country's been pretty much shut down, is that they still have the grocery stores open and the pharmacies open.
And
so you're not going to run out of food.
No, and they still will do that here as well. Toilet paper, napkins are not going to run out, okay? Remember that this is temporary, but we do want to maintain social distancing for a couple of weeks. So get non-perishable items, things from the freezer.
We bought a lot of beans.
Spaghetti, frijoles, tortillas, things like that. You know, you can make tacos. I'm down for a bean burrito, honey. That's good stuff right there. So non-perishable items. And then finally, try to shop in the evening. The later you go, the less likely you are to have long lines and have to be close to people, which is what we're trying to avoid. And here's a quick tip. When you're checking out, whether it's self-checkout or you're being assisted by one of the heroes, I'm talking about the grocery checkout people. They're heroes having to put up with all of this.
Yes, they have to put up with a lot this week.
Have your antiseptic wipe and clean off the screens and the little credit card checkout machine. Everybody touches them. Nobody washes their hands before then. So imagine what's on those things. So please wash your hands. Shop at night. Non-perishable items. And don't hoard. Don't stockpile. 2 weeks worth of food is plenty. All right, y'all. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know, everybody's trying to disinfect and wash their hands. Well, this woman discovered that a bar of soap she used for 4 days was actually cheese.
Oh, my.
Got any cheese?
It's a Dana Cortez Show, and this is your WTF story. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Sad day. I just can't even believe this Washington woman reportedly spent 4 days protecting herself from COVID-19, trying to diligently clean her hands so that coronavirus would not be spread, and the whole time it was a piece of cheese. So the woman identified only as Miley. She doesn't want anybody to know her last name.
How does that happen? How do you just not know?
Have you seen some of those hard cheeses? They kind of look like soap.
I'm a cheese novice, so I just don't know.
The cheese snob over here, DJ Automatic. There's an old cheese, right?
Yeah, those are those hard cheeses that they. I could see how you can mistake that as like a fancy, like one of those oatmeal soaps.
She admitted this on Reddit. She explained that this lump of cheddar was left out of the refrigerator overnight following a drunken late night snack. She's like,
there
I'm
we
locked
go.
Up.
There we go.
I ain't got nothing to do. I've been drinking at home. She's like, so I thought it was soap. So she's online and she's trying to explain how this could happen. She keeps a bar of yellow unscented soap handy for cleansing, you know, to buy the
isn't
Dial.
That like Dial, yeah.
Yeah, the antibacterial soap. So after a couple of days of thinking, why isn't this foaming? Why does it smell like this? She really looked closely at her bar of soap and said, damn, this is some sharp cheddar cheese.
I mean, at least she could blame the trying circumstances on her mess up.
The anxiety.
Exactly.
Of
I
the
get
current
it.
Like, situation.
I'm blaming a low IQ.
I one time ate dog ice cream.
Anthony
what?
A.
That's right. If you're confused about what the f*** is dog ice cream, that exists. It's called Pooch Creamery.
How
right?
did you eat it, though?
Because my friend Austin is an ass. Okay? And we were out hanging out at his house one time playing. He goes, yo, bro, let's go in and give me a little ice cream. First time I noticed it was a little weird was when the ice cream was in a separate bag itself. So you open it up, and then you open that up, and boom.
It taste good?
I'm not going to say it didn't taste bad. It didn't taste bad. Some of our dogs are out there living life, y'all.
Well, you see some of the treats they have at the dog places, they look like actual cookies.
Okay. DJ Automatic, here we go. When I was little, my cousin and I, we were at the house and we were bored. And she's like, let's just eat these snacks. And they were pretzel shaped and they had like something like peanut butter inside. And I was eating them. I was like, these taste sort of good, but there's something weird. It's like an aftertaste. My Aunt Sylvia came in and said, do y'all have scruffy snacks?
Oh.
We were eating the dog snacks!
I can't think of anything that I like ate or anything, but I used to wear my mom's shoes to school and tell everybody that they were guy shoes.
What?
That's a whole...
Why?
What?
Because we were poor! I didn't have...
Okay.
That's different. That's your WTF story here on the Dana Cortez Show. Catch it at this time every Monday through Friday.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So I was on my third attempt at quarantining and chilling until I realized I didn't have enough of the devil's lettuce for me and her. Oh, how do you rationalize that part of your life during this crisis that we're in as a country? I'd like to welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Yes, sir. Happy weekend. What a week it's been. We made it, y'all.
It's almost the weekend.
It's interesting, man. And, yeah, true story. So, amongst everything going in and me being a good American and practicing my self-distancing. Social distancing, sorry. Me and this lady have been talking. Like, for a little something.
Were you social distancing from her, though?
Well, no, I wasn't. But we had, like, this has been going on, me and her back and forth, for probably about 2 months now.
Okay.
And last night was a chance. She was like, hey, I'm I don't got nothing else to do.
I'm gonna go to work tomorrow.
I'll say this, dog. Netflix and chill sounds so much more romantic and creative right now as a date idea. So, fellas, don't be afraid to use that, all right? And she was on her way over, and I thought I had like a 3.5, but honestly, dog, it was more like maybe a G.
You had a little bit. You got like
maybe
a nug left.
A little nug left, and I was like, I can't do this for me and her. And then Automatic brought it to my attention that across the country, several states are deeming dispensaries essential.
They
right?
are.
So they're not closing.
They're not closing the dispensaries in New York, California, and Illinois as of right now. Hopefully, throughout the country, they're going to keep them all open.
I know we have some homies who work in the medicinal
field. I mean,
fields.
There are other places that are keeping them open. Like, they're open here, they're open. But, I mean, the government has deemed them essential in those states.
Really?
Yes.
Any homies out there listening to Dana Cortez show right now, I want to see the experience you guys have had on a dispensary end ever since this crisis has really taken off here in America. So, please, at Anthony A400, at DJ Automatic, we want to ask you about that.
And the other thing, I know there's somebody listening right now, and they're like, why are they talking about weed right now when we got the coronavirus going around? Because you know why? Because it takes the edge off.
Yeah, buddy.
It brings the anxiety levels down, and that's why I think it's essential.
So, Automatic, you dropped a little piece of advice for me in regards to rationaling out your devil's lettuce.
Yes.
And Automatic, that was...
Bulls only, guys.
That's right, guys.
Right now, I mean, just rolling those baseball bats and rolling those big old blunts.
No. You know me, I love to roll a cone the size of a tampon, baby.
Yeah.
But not right now, not in the time of
rationalize.
Need.
Rationalize.
Please, bulls during the crisis. Y'all get through it, stay safe, stay home, and have a good weekend.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.